I'm Bruce Allen, and today's topic is, as usual, based on one of my columns. This week's column, which is called Rock and Roll, A Cure for What Ails You and the Key to Knowing Your Kids. Well, that's a lot. That's promising a whole lot. The cure for what ails you and the key to knowing your kids. So we'll talk about that with our guest, although I know Dr. Weberman today has another thing she'd like to talk about, so I'm going to leave that to her because every time she joins us, she brings some wonderful wisdom. You can find my columns in over 100 newspapers and websites worldwide, or just go to brucesallen.com, hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page. You'll get a drop-down menu of lots of wonderful choices. Please follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen, and please like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. I'm only 140-some away from 5,000 likes, so let's get to that number just so I can then say let's get to 10,000, because I'm a guy, and we always like to keep track and compare our sizes and all that silliness that men do. You can also stay in the loop and sign up to receive my newsletter just on the homepage at bruceallen.com. You'll get a weekly update. No spam, no solicitations, nothing else, so you lose nothing. Today we have our usual gruesome threesome of regular guests with Wayne Levine for the men's room, Pastor Drew Sams for spiritual rap, and Dr. Jennifer Weberman for the women's room. I'm also very happy to be back in studio here in Santa Barbara. I was away for 2 weeks, and doing the show on a phone is really weird. I don't mind it, but I like the authenticity of sitting across from my producer and having him make funny faces at me and giving me fingers of how many seconds or minutes are left. Joking aside, I actually really enjoy the old media value of a studio, of the way it looks, the way it feels, the way it smells. I actually like seeing people. Today, with all the virtual opportunities we have to do video and radio and everything from our homes, I think much can be lost. And it would be probably easier for me on many levels to do my radio show as a podcast and just do it at home. But I think it would lose a great deal of not only its professionalism, but the charm and the joy that I get from doing it. So I am very happy to be back. I will be here next week, and then I will be again gone the following week. Not sure if I'll do a pre-record or call in. It's winter, and winter means it's ski season. And for me, I like to ski. I have a column coming out this Sunday, which is called How Skiing Can Cure Cancer. Well, first I make all these declarations about what rock and roll can do, and now I'm making these declarations about what skiing can do. But I back up the skiing assertion, with 11 original videos that I made specifically for this column. It's a little bit of an ode to Canyons Resort, which is my resort of choice these days. And I promise you will enjoy these videos. They range from 47 seconds long to about 2.5 minutes, so none of them are that long. And in the course of these 11 videos, you will really get a feel for not only how much I dig skiing, but how great and how varied and how different and how bizarre and how wonderful Canyons Resort can be. That's in Park City, Utah, and there will be some great spring deals if you want to go with your family, so I would encourage it. I wish I was getting paid for all this that I say about them. It's like it feels like it, doesn't it? Today, I'm going to be introducing some new music. I have 8 or 9 cues, music cues, going in and out of the 5 segments of my show, and 4 have always been dedicated. I've been using the same 4 for, gosh, at least a year. And my son, who's attending Berklee College of Music in Boston, has recently embraced the whole DJ phenomena. And if you don't know what the DJ phenomena is, it's not the radio disc jockey that I grew up with. It is a artist that performs often and regularly before very large live audiences. And you saw the turntables when they used to do the scratch stuff. It involves a little bit of that, but it's gone so much beyond with what the technology offers. And it is basically taking all kinds of contemporary music, and it seems it's only contemporary hip-hop, rap, rock, and that sort of stuff, and mixing it with all these interesting sound tweaks that can be done by someone that is clever and smart. And my son is both. Plus, he's got musical skill. And when you do a live show, there's this extraordinary ability that the best DJs have. And these guys make $10,000 or more a night. Skrillex has won many Grammys already. And there's other guys that are just making a fortune. They can fill stadiums. And part of the skill is knowing your audience, knowing your live audience and knowing their moods. And you have the ability through music to literally play them. And my son sent me this first mix that he's basically made public. It's over an hour long. And you will hear clips of it throughout the show, interspersed with my regular music cues. And if you like it, I can just write me and I can tell you where to find it. It's not for purchase yet, but you can actually have it's on a website and you can listen to it for free. It's an hour and 7 minutes long, the whole thing. And it's pretty interesting. Getting exposed to new music, which is today's theme, and is part of what does allow you to connect with your kids. I know that music has been a incredible bonding tool for me and my boys. I took them when they were younger to the concerts of the classic artists I loved, like Bruce Springsteen or Eric Clapton. And then later we started going to the artists that they discovered, like Red Hot Chili Peppers, Green Day, Foo Fighters. Twice I've gone with them to the Outside Lands Music Festival in San Francisco during the summers. And the last one was this past summer, and it was just an astonishing experience. I was the oldest person on the grounds, except for Neil Young, who was performing, who I think is actually older than me. And he's still amazing, but he was so peculiar, that particular performance. He's always a strange dude, but his body of music is astonishing. But I did get introduced to lots of interesting bands, including this Icelandic band called Of Mice and Men. And they have a number of big hits now, and the audience went nuts. I was there when Tom Morello did a sing-along and invited everybody up on stage. And in fact, that video, he designated me just by seeing me in the audience to be the official videographer of doing that particular song. And he promised me a million hits. Unfortunately, it's only gotten about 1,500, but he didn't come through with the promise. I tried to get backstage to actually tell him I was going to do it and post it that night, but I was blocked by all those security people. Don't like that stuff, especially since what I was offering was something of value to him. He did put on a heck of a show. I think his politics are upside down, but that applies to most artists. But his music and his skill on guitar is astonishing. I saw him later when we went to see Bruce Springsteen twice this last year, once right before Christmas when I saw Springsteen do, for the first time ever, I saw him do it live, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. I think Springsteen is the artist that I've seen the most. I've probably seen him about six or seven times, starting with his early shows in L.A. in the late 70s, when they were 4.5 hours. Now they're only 3.5 hours. The guy is, you know, pushing 60 or certainly in his middle upper 50s, and I must say he puts on an astonishing show. Tonight at Dad Chat, for those of you listening live, we will be doing Winter Workout. What happens in the winter is we tend to get lazy, especially those of you in real inclement weather, with our diet and our exercise, and we tend to fluctuate consequently up and down, both in being in shape and in diet because of the seasons. And today we have a very great expert. Her name is Heather Frey. You can find her as Smash Fit on Twitter. That's Smash Fit, one word, on Twitter. Dad Chat, of course, is my weekly chat and 24/7 community. It is we get together officially every Thursday for 1 hour from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time. That's 9 to 10 p.m. East Coast time. But there are upwards of 200 tweets every day that carry the Dad Chat hashtag. It's a wonderful community. I have a new vlog out. A vlog is a video blog. And this one is it's a sad one. It's a tribute to my late mother. I went and visited her crypts. My parents are in crypts, not in graves, earlier this week. And I sat down and just did a little reflection, and I recorded it. And it is now up on my website in the I'm Not That Dad vlog section. And it's called Happy Birthday, Mom. And I will warn you that it's a tearjerker. So if you choose to watch it, have some tissues handy. We only have a minute left, unfortunately, so I'm not going to be able to do a life lesson now. Maybe we'll do one at the end of the show. There are sponsor slots open if you want to sponsor the show, which is on 4 stations cross-country. And I hope you will stay tuned. We'll talk more about rock and roll and more. And coming up next is Wayne Levine for The Men's Room after these messages. Bruce Allen,